Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, the 29th of March 2024 is Lou Henry Hoover. Lou Henry Hoover, née Henry, March 29, 1874, January 7, 1944, was an American philanthropist, geologist, and the First Lady of the United States from 1929 to 1933 as the wife of President Herbert Hoover. She was active in community organizations and volunteer groups throughout her life, including the Girl Scouts of the USA, which she led from 1922 to 1925 and from 1935 to 1937. Throughout her life, Hoover supported women's rights and women's independence. She was a proficient linguist, fluent in Latin and Chinese, and was the primary translator from Latin to English of the complex 16th-century metallurgy text De Re Metallica. Hoover was raised in California while it was part of the American frontier. She attended Stanford University, and became the first woman to receive a degree in geology from the institution. She met fellow geology student Herbert Hoover at Stanford, and they married in 1899. The Hoovers first resided in China. The Boxer Rebellion broke out later that year, and they were at the Battle of Tianjin. In 1901 they moved to London, where Hoover raised their two sons and became a popular hostess between their international travels. During World War I, the Hoovers led humanitarian efforts to assist war refugees. The family moved to Washington, D.C., in 1917, when Herbert was appointed head of the Food and Drug Administration, and Lou became a food conservation activist in support of his work. Hoover became the First Lady of the United States when her husband was inaugurated as president in 1929. She minimized her public role as White House hostess, dedicating her time as First Lady to her volunteer work. She refused to give interviews to reporters, but she became the first First Lady to give regular radio broadcasts. The invitation of Jesse DePriest to the White House for tea was controversial for its implied support of racial integration and civil rights. Hoover was responsible for refurbishing the White House during her tenure, and she also saw to the construction of a presidential retreat at Rapidon Camp. Hoover's reputation declined alongside her husband's during the Great Depression as she was seen as uncaring of the struggles faced by Americans. Both the public and those close to her were unaware of her extensive charitable work to support the poor while serving as First Lady, as she believed that publicizing generosity was improper. After Herbert lost his re-election campaign in 1932, the Hoovers returned to California, and they moved to New York City in 1940. Hoover was bitter about her husband's loss, blaming dishonest reporting and underhanded campaigning tactics, and she strongly opposed the Roosevelt administration. She worked to provide humanitarian support with her husband during World War II until her sudden death of a heart attack in 1944. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:20 UTC on Friday, the 29th of March 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Lou Henry Hoover. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Geraint Standard.